50-year-old John peers through wire-rimmed glasses surrounded by a halo of thick, curly, graying hair and a bulky salt-and-pepper beard. He sits down in front of a volunteer hairstylist and puts in his request.
I want this off of my face. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
And,
sure.
And I want a high and tight.
John, who didn't want to give his real name, is getting a free haircut at the Project Homeless Connect event in Anchorage. He says a new, clean look will help him.
So if I get rid of that, maybe the girls will look at me more.
John says it with a straight face, then grins. His real reason?
They'll help me get maybe find a job. And I have a problem with the winter because icicles get on my whiskers.
John is currently homeless. He's mostly been living in shelters for about 4 months since his last construction job.
Not very fun. Too many people.
John says he feels crowded in the shelters, but sleeping in the cold isn't comfortable either. Sitting on his lap is a checklist of things to do at the event. After his haircut, he wants to learn about housing options. He says it will get him away from the alcohol on the streets.
Because it's not healthy, and I need to move on. I need to make it better for myself so that I can be reliable, so I can get this job I want.
Project coordinator Trevor Storrs says the event is aimed at connecting people who are experiencing poverty or homelessness to necessary services.
It takes about 50 miles to travel to get all the services that somebody needs, where here it takes 50 steps.
Different organizations are signing people up for public assistance, issuing state IDs, giving applications for housing options, offering health exams, and more. This is the 13th time the event has been held in Anchorage since it started in 2007. Storrs says it's also about raising awareness in the community about everyone who experiences homelessness.
And we encourage all people, when they are looking at those people on the corner, to remember that is not always the face. That's just the visible. There's a huge invisible face out there, which are families and children, as well as the working poor.
Back at the haircutting station, the last of John's locks tumble to the ground.
What do you think? Is that look good?
You look like a different person.
I knew I would. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
They're going to say, when I get back home, they're going to say, intruder, intruder.
He grins into the mirror and says he's already encouraged.
Someone told me I could get a job now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he says, now you can get a job after I got the haircut.
He dusts off his shirt and heads off to learn about housing. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.